Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Happy Tuesday. It is February. I went all the way back to February. It is April. I'm losing track of my days. April 9th. April 9th. It is April 9th, 2024. And it is a happy Tuesday. Even though I can't keep up with the days, it's still a happy Tuesday. Amen. Glory be to God. Welcome to Word for Today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our word for today, kingdom living is faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus. And we love all. Glory to God. This is how we live in the kingdom of God, because we are God's children. We are blood-bought children of God. Hallelujah. Blood-bought children of God. Fully, fully brothers and sisters with the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about that. We are blood-bought. Children of God, sons and daughters of God, and we are brothers and sisters of the Son of God. Glory. Can you just let that sink into you? Let that just permeate over you. Let it simmer in you so that you can realize who you are. You are in this world, but you are not a part of this world. You are a part of the kingdom of God, the full kingdom of God. The full kingdom of God reigns in your life because you are under the authority of your Father, the heavenly parent, the God of creation. Hallelujah. So we have been given dominion in Christ Jesus. And so through the blood of Christ, in the name of Jesus, we have authority. We have authority in our lives, and we can make a difference, not only in our lives, but in our spheres of influence. But we have to be consistent people in what we believe and be able to walk it out in our lives in a consistent way, how Jesus showed us. Jesus showed us how to walk in the way. He showed us the way. He showed us the way to go. He showed us how to walk therein by being steadfast and being conscious of the knowledge of God in us, the knowledge of the Holy Spirit filling us and being a part of who we are. Amen. Glory be to God. We are fully, completely God's children. And we have to, just like we had to grow as human beings into being who we are. And we all can see our mothers and fathers in us. We all can see the part of them that we took from them, and where we look like them, or where we walk like them, or where we talk like them. We can see that in ourselves. So the same way we have to grow in the knowledge of God and in who God is, and be able to grow in knowing what God has in us, and being able to manifest the presence of God in us. Glory to God. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful life to be able to live in the presence of God and know that God is fully for us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have been looking at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And I've finished up through 10. And I just want to finish this last verse here in chapter 5. Well, it's not the last verse of chapter 5, but the last verse that I'm going to do. It says that in chapter 5, verse 11 of Romans in the Passion Translation, it says, "And even more than that, we overflow with triumphant joy in our new relationship of living in harmony with God, all because of Jesus the Messiah." All because of Jesus the Messiah. Jesus did it all. Jesus paid the cost for us to live a triumphant life in the love of God, for us to be completely renewed and completely filled with God's love, so that we can be fully the children of God in this world. Hallelujah. It says, and even more than that, we overflow with triumphant joy, that that's where we come in with that more than conquerors, that we're more than conquerors, and that we are filled with the joy in our new relationship of living in harmony with God. We're living with God in harmony with God. That we have been placed in right relationship with God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a relationship with God. The God has a relationship with us. Hallelujah. We are not alone. We're never alone. Never, ever alone. That God is with us in and through everything. And when we're in Christ Jesus, the wisdom and knowledge of God is available to us. And so even though we find ourselves in different trials, different situations, even though the enemy will bring different temptations to us, God will always, it says that God will always give us a way to escape. Hallelujah. A way to escape. Even when we do it, even when we decide that we're going to do something we know we ain't got no business doing, when we decide to do something that we know we're missing the mark, even when we do that, God has provided a way out for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to just learn how to repent, which means to turn around and ask God for forgiveness. And as instantly as we ask, it's done. And therefore then begin to listen for the wisdom of God to be able to move forward. Glory to God. The wisdom of God in us by the Holy Spirit is right there. All we have to do is look for it and listen for it. God is in us, for us, as us. And we are, and we have, and this is why I say this every morning, that it's a wondrous, glorious, marvelous day in the Lord, because it is, it's in the Lord that we is a wondrous, glorious, marvelous day. Not maybe being in the world and being in the situation, the circumstances we find ourselves in, but in the Lord is a wonderful, glorious, marvelous day, because God is going to give us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to be able to be victorious in everything we do. And the triumphant joy of God is in us. It overflows. It says, we overflow with triumphant joy. We overflow with triumphant joy. And we have to learn how to dwell in that, how to dwell in the joy of the Lord. That it's God's joy that carries us. It's God's joy that we find our strength in. Because we have a relationship of living in harmony with God. We're in union with God. What a marvelous thing to start this day and meditating on our relationship with God. That we have a harmonious relationship with the Creator of the universe through all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. All because of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you that you have given us such a wonderful joy. We thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge that is in us. Oh God, we thank you that you are in us, that you are in us for us, and that you will work as us, because you have wonderfully and intricately formed each of us to be who we are, to reach our sphere of influence that you have placed us in. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and all the praise. Glory to God. Amen. So it is. So it is. We love you. And you know what? I love you. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that, according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you. your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.